behind the mic for not only football, but hoops and baseball as well. On Twitter, you could follow along with the handle at @M_Chaz. We welcome in Matt Chaz. And now, Matt, always appreciate your time. How are things in your world?
They're going great, Steve. Excited to be playing ball and excited to be talking ball here with you. So I appreciate the opportunity, and it is Duck Week for us. And so, you know, hey, if we play a football game nowadays in 2020, I don't take that for granted.
Yeah. But first of all, let's get to what's really important. I saw about 2 months ago, you and your wife landed the latest five-star recruit. So as the season finally gets going, I want to offer heartfelt congratulations. And how is life as a new dad?
Well, it's really nice of you. And yep, that is the case about 8 weeks ago. And it's fantastic. You know, kiddo is healthy, and he seems to be happy and hitting all the landmarks and doing great. So that's what really matters. And I appreciate you. You're saying so and bringing it up, and Nathan is doing awesome, so thanks for asking.
Yeah, I saw you had him with you cutting promos for his upcoming broadcasting career, but and by the way, cutest intern ever, but on a football note, so I'm watching the Cougs and OSU Saturday night, and I kind of had to check the graphics because I see they're running as much as they're passing, so I guess early impressions on this Nick Rolovich run-and-shoot offense, I guess emphasis sort of on the run.
Yeah, that's not uncommon for this system. It's not the air raid. It really isn't. Right. It doesn't want to be. It's a system with pass emphasis, but a very different one. And the running back actually by design does not catch a lot of balls. The running back runs the ball. And if that's what is winning the ball game, that's what they go with. It truly is the run and shoot. And there's more downfield passing, and the Coug offensive line is so good that you get the opportunity to have big running games in the system.
You know, obviously Max Borgi didn't play the top gun, but Deion McIntosh was tremendous. The offensive line you just mentioned, I mean, they have three starters plus Brian Green at center, Jarrett Kingston at left guard, who have played a lot. So I could tell by the tone in your voice, how high are folks on this unit that had such a good opening game?
I think it's the envy of any team in America. I think that I would put this offensive line up with any offensive line in the country, in any league. If you said you needed to win a national championship and this was the line you picked, I'd say you've got a great shot to do it. You've got multiple pros, tons of experience, and you saw the big holes that they made in Corvallis, and I think you could be as high as any on this offensive line.
Well, they just looked outstanding. Talking Washington State with play-by-play man Matt Chazanow. And, of course, the lineage of quarterbacks has been amazing. And one of the big moves leading up to the season was Coach Rolovich naming a true freshman, Jaden DeLora, who folks around here we've learned went to the same high school as a guy named Mariota, State Gatorade Player of the Year. So what's your read on his debut and the kind of player he's likely to become?
He played great for a true freshman. I mean, he did all you could ask for to have your first game be a conference game and a road game and have no fall ball and no spring ball prior, and that be the result you get is really impressive. And that's me regurgitating also the more credible analysis of my broadcast partner, Alex Brink, who is a quarterback here and a great one. And he just was so impressed, and he's fast, and he made good decisions. He missed some throws, and he'll want those back and work on it. But all said and done, he played really well.
Oh, and by the way, talking about Alex, obviously we know him here very well. Went to Sheldon.
Sure.
I called just about every single one of his high school games. We had him on the show last year. I mean, talk about a little bit with working with him, just an unbelievable high school player, a terrific college player, and he just seems like the nicest guy in the world.
He's the best. He is the best. I feel so lucky to be working with him, and he's a friend, and we stay at each other's houses, and he's someone who's just one of my all-time favorite people. He's such a positive person. He's really smart. He's a great guy. I cannot say enough about Alex Brink, and he's fantastic on the air. I learn about football from him. He's a really good broadcaster, and it's my great pleasure that he's one of the the great recruiting misses for Oregon and Oregon State. I'm really glad they whiffed on him. That's great.
Good call, Matt. The receiving core is unique in that, you know, you look at the numbers they lost with Aesop Winston, Brandon Arcanado, who, by the way, torched Oregon last year, Tay Martin. Still, they bring back a group like Travell Harris, Renard Bell, plus the backs who produced so much last year. Those targets for Delora, how deep and dangerous are they?
They're really good. It's different. They only need about four of them, and maybe five. The air raid shuffles in a whole lot of receivers. The run and shoot doesn't. Only four guys caught balls. That would have been a disaster under Mike Leach, as far as he's concerned. And Nick Rolovich said, that's fine. There only need to be four guys who catch balls and four guys who play. So Jameer Calvin is back after injury, and he looks really good. Travell Harris played a fantastic game, caught multiple touchdowns, ran one in from 44 yards out, and he's one of the league's fastest players. And I think they feel great about Renard Bell, Calvin Jackson Jr., and some of the other wide receivers they have on the bench. And, you know, this was a team that had bowled five straight years, and the cupboard in no way is bare. This is a fantastic – this is not Mike Leach getting fired. This was Mike Leach moving on to a job
right in
the SEC that paid him a lot more money and that afforded him a new challenge. And he was here almost 10 years and built the program back up. And Nick Rolovich is taking over a program that is looking to win right now. And you saw their first win on the road. I think this is going to be a really good game against the Ducks.
Coach Rolovich dipped into the Mountain West for his defensive coordinator, Jake Dickert. Cowboys finished well up the charts nationally last year. And while you lost two studs in the secondary, Marcus Strong, Skylar Thomas, boy, a lot of snaps and experience came back. What about the performance against the Beavs and maybe the style of defense folks can expect from Coach Dickert?
Secondary was good. You mentioned two guys who left, but George Hicks is back with a lot of experience. He had seven tackles, which tied for the team lead. The D-line played really well. Amir Crowder in the middle was excellent. He's put on a lot of weight, and he's a lot bigger, and he played very effectively. They had great quarterback rush off the edge from R.J. Stone and Willie Taylor and a redshirt sophomore named Brennan Jackson, who was hurt last year, who's been in the weight room and looks fantastic. And the defensive line was a bright spot, whereas last year they struggled a bit, and I think they're excited to come back this year and show what they can do. So if the defensive line is a little bit bigger, it's a 4-2-5 instead of a 3-3-5, and Jake Dickert wants to stop. They want to stop the run and then force field goals. And if they do that, they'll call it a success and probably have a lot of results like they had last Saturday.
A couple final thoughts for Wazoo play-by-play man Matt Chazanow. Moving to the Oregon side of things, you saw a guy named Justin Herbert up close and personal three times. Now he's like the talk of the NFL as a rookie despite some horrible losses. I'd just like to hear your impressions on what we're seeing from the former Duck now wearing that powder blue of the Chargers.
There have been a lot of guys I've seen in the pack who are NFL QBs. If you're a really good quarterback in the pack, you're probably a pro. You could look at Herbert, but you could look at Jared Goff. You could look at Sam Darnold. If you're really talented in this league, Luke Falk was on three NFL teams, and
right,
and he's still trying to get another shot at it, and probably should, frankly. And I think Justin Herbert had all the tools. He was huge. He had a big arm. He had things he wanted to work on at the pro level, but he's got everything you need physically to do it. And I think he's clearly showing he's got all the talent and he's good enough. And, you know, I think based on his success winning the Rose Bowl and what he did with the Oregon Ducks, I'm in no way surprised that he's a quality pro. If you're playing at that level in this league, you're a pro quarterback and you may have the success that he's having.
And lastly, I know it's just the game in and a fair amount of new faces. You know, the season opening win against Stanford. So in talking with the guys, watching practice, and what's the buzz among the coaches and players and your thoughts on, you know, the kind of Duck team the Cougs are going to square off with?
They're ranked 11th in the country, and they lost a lot, but reloaded and returned experienced players. And everybody's dealing with opt-outs, and some guys went to the NFL, and some guys just aren't able to play. But the reality is that Oregon is of the class of this league, and they're a team that is competing to win national championships and go to the playoff and go to the PAC championship and win the North every year. And they recruit like it with 2 5-star linebackers, a true freshman. And I think this is a Duck team that's very different than last year with a new quarterback, a brand new offensive line, but same backfield, returning receivers, some returners on defense that are key. And I think this is kind of more of the same from Oregon. I think it's a Pacific Northwest rival that always brings local interest, no matter what, regardless of the record. But on top of that, it's one that's been very tight games over the last few years with a lot on the line, and I think it's more of that here in 2020.
Yeah, this should be a dandy. Folks, he's Matt Chazanow, radio play-by-play man, proud papa. He'll be behind the mic alongside our buddy Alex Brink calling the action on Twitter. Again, use the handle at @M_Chaz. Again, Matt, congrats to you and your wife. Always appreciate your time. Be well, be safe, and look forward to catching up maybe when hoops rolls around.
All right, that sounds great. Hey, I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the kind words. It's really nice of you to say, and this is going to be a really fun Saturday, and I'm grateful for football to be back, and I'm hopeful and excited for the future here, and I appreciate any time talking ball with you. It's great fun.
All right. Awesome stuff, Matt. Be well, and thanks for the time again.